Do you want your products seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining. This is Zeeshan Jaleel. And today is our topic, Amazon product selection and evaluation. So I have prepared these slides. This is not about how to do the product research, but it is more about how to select a product and how to evaluate the product. And I have like narrowed it down to the things which I have experienced. Most of the sellers are missing, or most of the sellers are not using. So let's start. So in my experience, there are two types of product research. So the number one is by audience, and the number two is by product. By audience, what I mean is like you need to create a customer avatar. You are not going after the product, but you are going after a person to whom you want to serve. So for example, if any of your friend likes like coffee, then you are creating avatar around that person, what type of coffee he likes, or what are his interests, and where does he or she hang out, like what places that person visits, what social media pages he likes. And you need to find like the major pain points regarding what he likes and what he dislikes. And then you need to create a list of 100 products and then narrow it down to 5 or 10 to launch. Most of these type of brands start with the Facebook, or you can say off Amazon site. They are not launching directly to the Amazon in my way, but I have experience with, they launch outside of Amazon and then they use Amazon as a sales channel. So if you want to do by audience, then follow these steps. And by product, the second type, by product is like what we Amazon sellers do. Okay, so you need to find a product by using different methods. And one of the best method which I have been using is the brand analytics method. Just download the brand analytics sheet and figure out the search terms. The easiest way to do it without any hassle, without the using of formulas, like use the SFR column and make it to like 500 to 100,000. And then on the search term side, use the method it contains formula, you can say, or the contains condition, you can say, and start typing the very generic keywords or the roots, you can say. For example, indoor. For example, outdoor, rope, woman, men, baby, toddler, adult. And when whatever comes, or whatever keyword has this root or the generic keyword, then all of those search terms will pop up, and then start looking at those. This is the easiest method without using any kind of formulas. You can do you can use this method to get a good number of products. And once you find the product, then start doing the customer avatar thing and search the pain points, search the interests around that product, and then create like and after identifying the customer avatar, then start creating the list of the 100 products and then narrow it down to like 5 to 10 and see which you want to do as a first launch. Yeah, you can say as a buyer persona or customer avatar. Yeah. Okay, next is the product selection. Okay, so product selection. Once you have the product, then you have to do research and answer these questions. These are the very important questions. Most of the beginners, most of the sellers are not answering. What pain points the product is going to solve? Okay, so what are the pain points of your customer? And can you solve them? Or you can say, are there any pain points you can solve which are not addressed by your competitors? Or there are any pain points which you can solve, but your competitors are not solving? These two questions are the one of the most important questions. This is the differentiation point, you can say. You have to solve the problem. Your product has to solve the problem. And your product has to solve the problem which your competitor's product is not solving. So this is important. This is really, really important. The third point is, once you have addressed the pain points or you have addressed the problems, then you need to ask yourself, how easy is it going to be what you are going to offer? How easy is going to be? Like the main question is, how easy for your competitors to copy you? Let me change it to copy you. So the third question is, how easy? Okay, so if you have launched like MeToo product, then it is really very easy for your competitors to copy you. So you need to ask, you need to make it difficult for your competitors to copy you. Okay, and then the fourth one is, does your budget support your change? If you are changing something and which is costing you a new mold, supplier is asking you that you need to do a new mold for this product, and it is going to cost you like from $3,000 to $5,000 for a new mold. So does your budget support that? Is it what you can do or not? And the fifth one, can you apply patent? Patent is really important. Start applying patent on your products to avoid competition, to avoid the competitors to follow you. So these are the five questions you need to ask in the product selection process. It is going to be recorded and will be posted in the group. Okay, so next is the evaluation point. You can say the criteria. This is not the full criteria, but as I said, the most beginners or the most sellers are neglecting these important things. So the very first is, the price should be $30 or above. Do not launch $6, $7, $8 products. Please do not launch. Your price point must be $30 or above. The sweet spot is like $35 to $40. So you have enough profit margins in terms of dollars. Okay. So what people are doing, they are focusing on the 25 or 30% profit margin in the percentage. But when it comes to dollars, that 30% is 70 cents or 75 cents or $1. And the PPC cost and PPC, your keyword CPC is like larger above that than that. The CPC is costing you $2.5 or $3. And your profit margin is like $1 or 75 cents. So never ever launch $8, $7 or $6 product. The second thing is, at least 30% profit margins. Make sure that you have at least 30% profit margins. Here I mean is the gross margin. Okay, so once you like do the advertising cost or the marketing cost, you will end up having 20 to 22% net margins. So make sure your profit margins are 30% or above. Better, higher the better. The third is at least 30 relevant keywords must be available. So if you are launching a product or if you have finalized a product which has only 10 to 12 relevant keywords, then every single seller is going after those keywords. And your PPC cost is going to high. You have to have a high marketing budget to compete those sellers. So make sure you have at least 30 relevant keywords available. Non-seasonal for sure. I have like experienced most, there are a number of sellers who contacted me and said at the point of launch, the revenue was so high and everything was so good. And once we have launched and everything goes down. So the question I asked, you didn't check the seasonality of the product? They said no. We were excited. So get excited, but use your mind to check every single point. Okay, and next is use seller extension to see how many Chinese sellers are there. Lower the better. So if you are not using seller extension, like you have to go to Google and type this seller extension, and you will have the extension to take, and it will show you the seller's country from where the seller is registered. So this is the very important extension you all need to have. Next extension you need to have is Amazon Brand Detector extension. Go to Google and type Amazon Brand Detector extension. Now this extension will tell you the Amazon brands. So use this extension as well. Let me show you a demo. First the seller extension and the Amazon Brand Detector extension. So you can see what are these extensions. So this is the seller extension. You can see it is showing this seller is from China, and this is the Amazon brand as well. So I have turned this extension on, Amazon Brand Detector extension. Now this extension is telling me that this is the Amazon brand. Okay, this is from the USA. This is seller extension. And this is the Amazon brand. This is the Amazon brand. This is the Amazon brand. This seller is from China. So this is how you can see who is from China and which brand owned by Amazon. Let's go to this. Back to the slides. I'll get back to the questions once I finish the slides. Okay, use Data Dive by Brendan to find gaps. This is really, really a powerful tool. Everyone should use that tool. Very, very, very impressive tool. Let me show you how does it look like. Okay. So this is how you are going to get the sheet once you use the Data Dive tool. So the very first thing, what I see in this is the competitor keyword summary. How many sellers are at really good condition how many sellers are good, how many sellers are okay, and how many sellers are weak. This tab is showing that the percentage of keywords this particular seller is ranked on. Okay, so and the second thing which I see is this fulfillment. Most of the beginners do not count this fulfillment thing. Like this is this seller has the 9 FBA sellers. This has 3 Amazon, 2, 26 sellers, 17 sellers. So you have to make sure that there are less number of sellers, which means those are the sellers like you and me. So this is here you can see how many sellers are there, and all are different sellers. So this is a big brand. So everyone is like wholesaling this product. So make sure you check this, that there must be less number of sellers attached to the listings. And the last thing on the valuation part is, what is the cost for PPC? So everyone is like nowadays, everyone is after the PPC launch, but they really do not calculate the budget for PPC. So you need to check the keywords in advance, like how much does it cost you to do PPC to launch that product. The easiest method which I use is like check, finalize the keywords on which you want to launch the product. Then check the PPC bids on those keywords. Then put the formula which I use. You need, if your listing is top notch, the listing is optimized, you have the best like images, and you have a strong differentiation point, you have EBC, you have video, you have everything on top notch, then you need to you need like 5 clicks for one order. Okay, so you have to do the maths, how many orders you need per day on PPC to rank that product, and do the maths. Like if you need 10 orders per day, then you need like 50 clicks or something. And those 50 clicks, the cost of those 50 clicks, you have to calculate. This is how it goes. This is the simple and easiest method you can do to get the estimated PPC cost. Next is the final selection. Yeah, once you have the product ready, or you can say the product idea ready, then put that on Picfu or Helium 10 audience tool and let the people decide. Let the audience decide. What I do is I create like 3 differentiation points and 3 products ideas, and then put them on people and see what people which one is the best people are liking. Okay, and if you have the audience already, you are a brand, you are selling from like 2 years, and you have the audience on Facebook or Instagram, then run a poll and let your audience decide what they are liking the most on your new product. The last thing is the major misconceptions. These are the 2 major misconceptions I have faced, or I have heard. Sorry, I have heard. Lower price point products requires low budget to launch. No, lower price point products requires high budget to launch. Why and how? You need 100 orders per day to rank or to launch, and you have 70 cents profit margin or $1 profit margin. and the CPC is $2.5. So do your maths. How much energy, how much budget, how much PPC cost you have to deal with to get 100 orders. And on the other hand, another misconception is higher price point products requires higher budget to launch. No. I have made the profitable launches on the higher price point products. Why? Because there are huge margins available in terms of dollars. So if you need 5 clicks and your CPC is $2, that is $10 to get one sale, and your profit margin in terms of dollars is $11 or $12. Still, you have like $1 or $2 profit. So this is how you need to think. Now the questions. Let me take the questions now. Please start putting your questions in the chat so I can address. I will try my best to put the full criteria, or I'm going to do like the YouTube video for that. Yes, you can check seasonality from Google Trend and the keyword search volume trend. Yes. How many maximum sellers can be from China or Amazon brand? So 50% or less, I would say like 35%. So the lower the better. Azizur Rahman is saying which should be considered, suggest min or maximum. So you need to do the math yourself. The 5-click formula, after the 5 clicks, you are still profitable or not. So this is you need to figure out. Lowering price strategy, do you know? I do not suggest lowering price strategy, because once you lower the price, then it is really hard for you to increase the price and maintain your BSR and ranking. So I do not suggest that. I personally launch on the actual price point. So I have the margins available at the start, because once I start the PPC and once I start getting the organic orders, the organic orders will going to cover the PPC cost for me. Samah Hafiz, how do we know how many orders we need to get rank on a keyword? This is like Helium 10 will tell you that how many orders you need to rank on the keyword. Your opinion on launching in gated categories? I do recommend you like this is what I was talking about. The higher the entry barrier, the less competition you will going to be to face. Okay, so you can launch in the gated categories as well. How to find the CPC cost for each keyword? Just go to Advertising Manager and like type the keyword on the manual side, manual campaign, and the Amazon will show you the cost for each keyword. So this is an interesting question. What if niche has low conversion rate but sales are high? How can we then estimate the budget? I normally, like, I haven't seen this scenario. The conversion is low and the sales are high. So I have never seen this. The conversion is low due to some reasons. but I have never seen this. In highly competitive niche where top listings have thousands of reviews and earning more, but whole front page is earning some chunk of sales, but we have LinkedIn budget and are happy to stay at bottom or mid of the page and get some sales if possible. No, I do not recommend going into high competitive niches. No, never. Don't do this with the limited budget. Because even getting to the page one is going to cost you a lot. So I do not recommend this. You can still do search fund by company that pays up for discounts. Can you still do search? No, I don't do this. I focus on the differentiation point, the strong differentiation point, and then launch the on PPC and the Google Ads. More, how does one really know initially? For example, I have a kitchen product. It does have some seasonal keyword based on some of its properties. So, welcome, Sam. You need to check the seasonality on the Google trend side and on the keyword side as well. And you have to identify if you have the seasonal keywords in there or not, and you have to check the history of the your competitors. If there is any, like, is there is any spike on a particular period in sales or not? This is how you can do it. What will be your strategy for launching highly competitive niche where competitors have 40 plus variations and you can do on 3 to 5 variations max? So if only one competitor has 40 variations, then I can consider that. If every seller has 40 variations, then I will leave that product. And if one or two sellers have 40 plus variations, then I will be looking for the uniqueness or for the strong differentiation point. So basically the gaps in their listing, the gaps in the products. So I can have the answer to the question, how I am going to compete. Okay, so Howard is here as well. Let me add Howard. Okay, so Howard is coming as well. I have just sent him the joining link. Do you suggest aggressive PPC launch in Germany? Okay. Do you suggest aggressive PPC launch in Germany?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Do you suggest aggressive PPC launch in Germany?
Hi, guys.
Do you suggest aggressive PPC launch in Germany? Okay, just a few minutes. Hey, Howard, can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay, great. Now it's I can hear you. Hey, Howard, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay, so back to the questions. Or I would say, Howard, I want you to add value into our today's topic, like the product selection and evaluation. How you see product selection and evaluation?
Go ahead. Just talk to them, because I have some feedback. It keeps on repeating itself, like the words right now.
Okay. Okay, so back to the questions, like, do you suggest aggressive PPC launch in Germany? I don't suggest anything aggressive nowadays, because you have to be consistent. The more consistency you are going to have, the more stability you are going to have. So anything aggressive, I do not recommend. Like going like 30 sales per day for a week, and then like 5 or 6 sales per day for the second week. So I do not suggest that. You have to be consistent. So how can we actually know the conversion rate of niche? Yes, from the brand analytics. Or the there are some formulas to use. There is a search query tool is there as well. So I will try my best to put on a video. So you can check the YouTube channel for the data dive tool. Are you still rely on Helium and Jungle Scout tool for product selection as I'm going to do too recently? So which is better? Helium and Amazon tool is a big difference in search results. I still use Helium and Jungle Scout. I do not use Jungle Scout now, but I use Helium. But most of the time in the product selection, I use brand analytics. That is what I am using now for the product research. Yes, you are right. There is a huge difference in the search volume, but still you can rely on that. Any more questions, guys? Okay, for the DSP, we will be doing it. Our guy, the Baldwin, is going to cover the PPC thing in detail. So, as usual, when will you launch your course? No, I have no intentions to launch any kind of course for now, at least. A PPC session is not tomorrow, but I think it is in after Ramadan, I guess. After Ramadan, I guess, the PPC session. I think Howard has already shared the schedule inside the Level Up Amazon group, what sessions and what topics we are going to cover. So you can have a look on that. So Howard is here again. So what are your thoughts, Howard, on the product selection and evaluation part? How do you do it?
I'm not sure what you guys talked about beforehand because I just kind of got in. I was in another meeting. But for what I would like to do is product selection, I like to have things that are that we can actually sell to exit with, because that's really important. Like, I wouldn't do like supplements or something like that. That's a little harder, but there is buyers for supplements. But let's say I like high priced items over $30, $40, $50 more. The higher the price, the better it is for our side, because PPC would be a lot less in percentage wise. And I would like, for my product selection, I like to have like home and kitchen, pets, things like that, where it's valued really high in the eyes of consumers. Making sure that we have good, it doesn't look like just any product that we just buy from China. We would like to like make it distinguish it from others, so it's easier for us to sell instead of having it look like others that are out there as well. Let's modify a little bit.
Okay, great. So guys, if you have any questions for Howard, please put into comments.
Zishan, on the very bottom, yeah. I says post comment to any of your current destinations. I'm not sure what that means. Can people like post comments? Oh, it's weird.
Can post comments to any of your current destinations. Yeah, that is for the channel, YouTube channel, or the Facebook page. because I am currently live inside the Level Up Amazon and in the Signalytics user group. That's why it is showing.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Guys, we have still 15 minutes. If you have any questions for the professor, please comment.
Sorry, guys, for the Level Up and for Signal Lakes group, I haven't been active recently. So hopefully we have this schedule every week that we're trying to make sure that we have something with value that Zeeshan or me or Baldwin will be coming out and kind of, you know, teaching you guys. So hopefully that this will be more educational for everyone. And it'll be easier for us to, you know, network somewhat virtually.
Yeah. And I do request everyone, if you guys see value from this group, then keep sharing the group and keep adding your connections into this group so we can have more people to get value out of it.
And then we could probably have like events, because I like to do events. So for at least Pakistan and US, we do a lot of events starting like June, right? So we can meet each other and you know, just have some drinks, not alcohol, but some alcohol, depending on what you're located at, and just mingle. Okay, that's what we did in Dubai, right?
Yeah. Yeah, correct. Okay. So what is the best way to just come up with an idea to make a buyer persona out of nowhere when we can start to find a product? So if you are already selling a product and you want a second product, then this data you can have from the Amazon brand analytics and the demographics page. Which will be telling you the demographics of your current buyers. But if you are new, then the very first thing, use like Spark Toro tool and get into that tool and search your competitors to see what they have, what their audience is all about. So the Spark Toro is one. The second one is Facebook Audience Insight, I guess. So that tool can get you this info. The third tool is BuzzSumo, which is going to give you what on what social media platform your audience is. Okay, so use these three tools to create this persona out. XPS, would you like to dive into a high budget launch? You mean high budget launch or you mean high price product launch? If this is a high budget launch, then I will not recommend going with the 30K or under budget. If it is a high price product price point launch, then you can consider that, but I always recommend do the half of what you have in terms of budget. Like if you have 30K, then look for the products which has the revenue of 15K, 50%. So you have enough budget to order in the inventory, you have enough budget to launch, and you have enough budget to reorder. If you are already selling, then the brand analytics will show you in the demographics. There on the left hand side, you can see the demographic tab, or you can see the demographic written on the left side. But it will only show you the data if you are already selling. Okay, guys, any more questions? Hey, let us know what you are going to deal with in your mastermind.
Okay, we're going to talk a lot about Let me get out that list of let me see if I can find a list of topics. But we have like 2-3 about ranking, and we have some about reviews, and we have some about TikTok and other social media platform. We got some about product launches, product and product selections as well. Kevin King's going to talk about product selections. So it's going to be really high level, like really advanced things that we're going to talk about. So I actually haven't seen the PPT yet, but I'm kind of interested to see what to see from it. We still have about 3 weeks away from the event. So if any of you guys want to join us, please go to the EliteSellerSociety.com. So you'll see more information. It's going to be held in France in a castle near Paris.
Awesome.
It'll be fun. We got Casey Giles. We got like Kevin King. We got like a lot of the big known people out there. This time is around is like $20,000 for the best speaker and $10,000 prize for the smartest marketer. That means anyone that can like, you know, go there and say something really good and people will vote for it to become the smartest marketer. That's what happens. So each time, whoever is the smartest marketer becomes the speaker usually. And the speaker who wins the prize is usually comes back on and keeps coming back on. You know, that's how we do it. It's based on voting, right? So whoever votes and they get nominated as best speaker or the smartest marketer, they keep on coming. So the value becomes better and better.
Awesome. Great. Okay, so I guess that's it. Let's conclude. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. And Hawa, thank you so much for coming and sharing your valuable tips on the product selection on today's topic. And we will keep repeating this, guys, to make sure we are giving value to you inside the Level Up Amazon group. We really want you to give the value which no one is giving you right now. So keep sharing, keep repeating, and keep joining. Thank you so much for today. Thank you, Howard. Thank you for joining. Take care. Bye.
Do you want your product seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.